Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. I am feeling very excited to be here, full of gratitude to get to spend this time with you and to be a channel for love and connection and for the High Council. So welcome. If you are tuning in for the first time, this show, Love's Curriculum, comes out of my book called Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. It is available on Amazon, where it is an international bestseller. And Love's Curriculum is also a movement to bring love to the world, a movement to help us be the change in the world, to awaken light, to help you and others remember your soul's purpose here, and to join all of us lightworkers together to awaken ourselves and the world. Now, this wasn't what I always did. 20 years ago, I was a lawyer. That's how I started my career, and it was a career that I chose early in my 20s because I had really lost any touch with a passion or knowing what I wanted to do. And so I made a choice based on logic and external voices and validation. And then on my first day as a lawyer, I had a wake-up call. I call it a wake-up call from my soul. That's what it felt like. I was opening the door into the women's washroom, and it was the first day of my full-time job. And it hit me. This internal voice said, remember, you wanted to do something else. This wasn't really what you wanted. This isn't the life that you had saw for yourself. And it hit me in my solar plexus. I could feel it in my body and my gut. And it was a real, true knowing, like, oh, right. And I was a bit shocked, but also it felt very calming and familiar, so much so that I chose in that moment to begin to listen again, to hear that voice, to hear my soul, and to follow it. So I began a personal and spiritual growth journey, took classes on intuition and connecting with angels, and trained in Reiki. And really discovered that that was where my passion lied, would be in my own personal growth and helping others, specifically in connecting with intuition and spirit. And then fast forward through many twists and turns and learning to trust spirit and retraining in transpersonal counseling psychology, I woke up again. I had a big wake up and heard within my soul calling me, and a memory, a remembering that I had an assignment here. And I began to connect with a group of spiritual beings and to dialogue with them and to learn of my assignment to scribe the book Love's Curriculum. And so that's how this came about. Now today we are going to talk about being the light in the world. How do you wake up in this body? How do we join heaven and earth? So how do we actually manifest awakening here in this form? And I will share a bit of my own journey and thoughts on that topic, my own experience, and then I'm going to read from chapter 27 of Love's Curriculum. And that chapter is called Joining Heaven and Earth. And then in the latter part of the show, I'm going to tune in and let the High Council come through me to work with you. So I will be taking callers if you want to call in with a personal question or for a message. And I also can bring in the High Council for all of you listeners as a group. So that's what we can look forward to here with our time together. So as I always like to do before I dive in and start to share from my own experience and to bring forward what wants to be brought forward today, I'd like to surrender that to the divine, to God, to Creator, to the Holy Spirit. And so I will do that now. So I do ask that this time together be used as a channel for love, that I be used as a channel for love and awakening, that what you are meant to hear and learn here will be shared. We trust that it's all in the highest good of all, and I surrender it to Spirit. And so it is. So in a way, this topic today is about learning to be present here. As human beings, we have a hard time being present. We have this ego thinking mind that is trying to keep us either in the past or the future. It's always judging and analyzing, comparing, talking to us in the background, criticizing us. So doing everything to keep us out of that present moment, because in that present moment is the knowing of yourself as divine, is the love that connects all, is really the only moment. There is no past or future. There is only now. And there are many wonderful teachers on this. What comes to mind is Ram Dass's book, Be Here Now. Or Eckhart Tolle talks about being in the present and all of that work to be in the present, to quiet the mind, to listen to your breath, to open to connection. And so that's part of this journey of joining heaven and earth, or being awake here, that journey of enlightenment, to wake up and be fully alive and awake and enlightened here while you're still in form, is about being present. And there are many tools and things out there to help us. And it's a journey. Now there's a second half, I think, to this equation as well. And that is the fear that might keep us from wanting to experience or be all of our light here. Because in a way, that's what being present is you would be present to your light here. You would be available to the world with your light here. And yet, maybe you can relate to feeling afraid to be your light here. We call it afraid to shine. Or we might say you put a bushel over your light, the ways in which we shadow ourselves. Or if you're like me, I found it really hard to want to be here in this human experience. And so I would often connect with spirits, with angels, with nature, with the fairies, and really almost take a journey into other realms to escape being here. I felt more comfortable. So I might even be with people, but my mind would be elsewhere. My spirit would be elsewhere. I wasn't embodying my body. And again, not being here then is cheating myself and the other out of the awakening experience that happens right in this present moment. Now, the reason for wanting to escape, some of you can probably feel some of that. It feels hard here. It feels dense. It doesn't feel like home. And yet we came as light workers to this earth to bring the light here. We are here for a reason. We are meant to be fully present here. And I'll offer this as a help or a comfort or maybe an insight that can help you more easily feel at home here. And for me, one of the big factors in that was starting to be more courageous about my true nature as a light being, my true spiritual gifts, really being able to know and claim that that is what the world needs, that that is important. So no longer needing to hide that or feel I have to detach from people and the world to experience that, but to know that that is who I need to share with the world. That is what is needed here. And I noticed that when I could really own that and come out with that and claim that, then I began to feel at home here. Imagine that. I began to feel like I belonged. Because before, when I would escape into my spiritualness, I guess for lack of a better way to describe it, I didn't feel like I belonged. I felt lonely. I felt lost. I felt far from home. But when I chose that that connection, I did know with spirit that that connection and memory that I was here to bring light, that calling to be love, when I decided to be open with that in the world, to share that, to be clear about why I was here, then I felt at home in this being humanness as well. And I could embrace that not only am I a light being, but I am here being human as well. So that journey that we are being asked to take, because we are here to bring that heaven to earth, to be the light in the world. And again, as many masters along the enlightenment journey share with us, it happens here in the present. You get enlightened here in the body while you are here, not in escaping or leaving here. And it is a journey. And I understand that at times it can feel hard or it could be homesickness. And yet I really want to inspire you that there is a way to begin to feel fully at home here. And as you begin to feel fully at home here as well, and being all of you here, you begin to be the light here, which is exactly the journey of awakening, being here in the now. So I'm going to read one little paragraph from Love's Curriculum before we take a break. And that is from page 54. And it describes a bit of what is available when we really become present in the moment, remembering that we are this beautiful light being here in this body. So not forgetting that, but bringing that fully here into the moment. And again, this is page 54. In Love's Curriculum. The voice of the High Council. See love in all things, including yourself. Love comes from within you and is extended outward. Receive it also from those extending it to you, remembering you are connected with all. Offer this gift and receive this gift daily, hourly, moment to moment, and thereby entering more and more into the kingdom of heaven and light and love. All the love is present here right now. The instant of awakening is upon you now. Be here now. All right. So we are going to take a short break, and then I'm going to read some more from Love's Curriculum from chapter 27 that is about joining heaven and earth. So we'll be right back. Do you hear your soul calling to you? Do you feel your heart pulling you toward a new vision, toward your soul's divine purpose manifest in the world? If so, it makes sense.
We, as lightworkers and love advocates, are being called to be the change now by showing up in our authentic, divine light and service in the world. No more wasting time in the fear of change, the one day I'll do it, the old limiting beliefs or fears of being seen. And you also deserve to be lovingly supported and guided to take the concrete action needed to show up and manifest your soul's dream. That is why I have designed my Team for Love 12-week mentoring program, in which I support you in gaining the clarity, connection, and courage to shine your heart and purpose in the world. To learn more and apply, visit lovescurriculum.com under the Work with Jenny mentoring page. I look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. So today we are exploring waking up in the body, being present here, joining heaven and earth. And I'm going to read from chapter 27 in my book, Love's Curriculum. And it is titled Joining Heaven and Earth, and it's in the voice of Archangel Michael with a host of angels. And later on as well, Jesus' voice joins in. And I will read parts of this chapter here today. And I invite you now to maybe let's take a few deep breaths, because this book, these words are meant to come into your heart and your soul, waking up and a memory in you and shifting your consciousness. No need to try and figure them out. So let's take one more breath just to move into your heart, maybe placing your hand on your heart if you wish. Maybe set your own intention that you experience that which you're meant to experience. Or to remember as I read from chapter 27. And again, this is starting midway through the chapter. As you struggle along this path and journey to understanding and welcoming and remembering love, keep bringing love to yourself and others right here. Right now, in your body, in your life, in your heartbeat. And know we are there actively working with you, not far off in a faraway land of heaven. Heaven is here, is meant to be expressed here in form as the Holy Spirit works through you in form. It is about pulling the beautiful memories of home right into the present moment, and your work here in form. We wish for you to know and then experience that you are not your body, that you are more than your body. First, you must welcome this truth, and then you must awake to it, living it out, carrying this knowledge into the goal of waking in the body. You cannot simply wish to be without your body and floating in spiritual form with us. You must bring into physical form our love and awareness, the love and awareness of which Jesus taught in his death and then resurrection, the awareness that life exists beyond the body. Into form, bring the knowledge of the resurrection that the true life is beyond form. Forever in the heart and home of God, forever in your spiritual heart, in your spirit beyond form, and ultimately in the home of pure light, from which all life stems and is created, where life arises from the one source, God. So let us give you a roadmap here. Let us provide you with help and guidance on your journey to wake up in your body. We wish you to bring the memory of love and truth first to your life in the body, so that then may all eventually live and wake to a world of peace and laughter and joy and companionship and cooperation. Let us start there before we disappear, float, rise above into the heart and home of God. We wish you to bring love here to form for now. For now, to walk as Jesus did, and Mother Teresa, and Gandhi, and Buddha, and the many saints new and old, and masters of times past and times present. How does it look to act and live this truth in your body, to be awake in your body? For now, we will guide each of you, each step of the way. Listen to us. Listen and learn to forgive, to love yourself and others gently, to be love and see love in each present moment. First, awake to the truth that you are not your body. Start with that knowing, and then keep walking the path and learning and growing and working with us and others who light the path and way, like Jesus and the saints and masters we just mentioned before. The path will be revealed, illuminated, as you journey toward waking in your body to the truth and memory of home. Then live that truth and memory, bringing that memory of love and peace here into your actions and relationships. And then watch them transform in joy. Joy here on earth, not just in heaven. Heaven becomes earth and earth becomes heaven in one final orgasmic sigh. And then we open to what comes next in trust and surrender. The rest is yet to be understood and written. Do your work now of bringing heaven to earth and surrendering to love. Love, love, love. Surrender to the truth that you are love and loved, and all is love and loved. Remove the barriers to love. Join in love. Receive and give love and truth and unity. And thus you make the journey home. And on the journey we gift you with the memory of home. We gift you with your Father's love. We gift you with our presence and help and love. We are here with you on this journey. We are here to help you. Ask and you shall receive it. We want to be here with you. It is our purpose. It is the purpose of the whole to wake up. It is God's will. It is your will. It is our will. It is one will. There is no separation of time and space. We join with you in love. We join with you in peace. We abideth with you, with us, in him. So we are saying we wish you to be fully present in your body while knowing the truth of God's love. And then in knowing the truth of God's love and remembering that truth in each moment and in your relationships and interactions, you allow the Holy Spirit to bring peace and love and acceptance to each person as they seemingly experience their body. We also wish you to experience times where in a moment of remembering you are not your body and that you are more than your body, you are beyond your body. You can soar and feel and experience the pure love and light of God. You allow that part of your consciousness, which knows and remembers, to soar beyond the body and form. Thus, a part of you remembering and experiencing the truth while you still simultaneously appear to be in your body in this dream. And as you connect with these times of memory and experiencing God's love, or at least the taste of it possibly here, then you bring that experience back stronger into your doing and your relationships and day. So then the knowing and memory is stronger and stronger, and you begin to see the light in everyone and everything around you. Love everywhere, in love with you, loving you, and you loving it. God's love. The Lord's Prayer works on your mind with the memory and elements of salvation to help you remember truth. It is a map. It works on your mind subconsciously as a reminder of the path home. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Allow yourself to repeat its words and let it work on your mind at the level of attunement after you have read our words in this chapter and in Love's curriculum. Simply allow yourself to let the words attune you to God's love and the knowing of the way home, your path and purpose. Close your eyes and say them as meditation, as a mantra, going within, letting them speak to you. And I will end there. So that was most of that chapter. Just take a big breath. And if you're curious about the High Council's use or the way the Lord's Prayer can be a map and the journey home, there is more about different parts of it in the book later on in later chapters. All right. Waking up in our bodies. Remembering that we are eternal beings here while we are in our bodies. Remembering that fact while you are still experiencing and connecting, and then seeing then the light in everyone and each other, and creating a beautiful, beautiful experience for all, creating heaven on earth. So we're going to take a short break, and then when we get back, I'm going to tune in and bring through the High Council. Now, it is a chance if you want to call in and ask your own question or get a message, and the number to call is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. And we will be right back. Thank you.
interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com.
Welcome back. And again, if you're just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. So today we've been exploring how to wake up here in your body, how to be present here and be the light here, and then the loving and wonderful transformation. An awakening that occurs. And I read from chapter 27 in Love's Curriculum, the book called Joining Heaven and Earth. Now, right now, I'm taking callers. If anyone wants to call in, the number is 1-888-627-6008. And I'm going to now do my tuning in to bring through the High Council. And if we have a caller, great, do call in, don't be shy. And if we don't have a single caller, then I will let the High Council work with the group and see what they have in store for us. All right. Oh, and just ask that the High Council draw near. I ask my angels and guides to help me be a clear conduit for their messages, for their meditation, for their connecting here with us in this here and now. And I ask that this all be surrounded in the highest love and light, that it be in the highest good of all, and in the name of love. Dear ones, we welcome you with gratitude that you are here. We ask that you sit back and receive our words, and we ask this again with thanks that you are here. We welcome each one of you. We see each one of you. It's as if we are there with you. No time and space, no distance of time and space. So let our words reach directly to your heart, which is the truth. We are one with you. So just take a big breath with your hand on your heart into opening and receiving that truth. Great. Now we may move forward without barriers, trusting this connection that you feel to us as you hear our words and feel the vibration as we come through Jenny's voice. Just take another deep breath into your heart center. As well, we wish for you to feel your feet on the floor, your bum in the chair. Breathing in the earth's energy, pull it up through your feet. The golden light, the rays of energy that come from this planet of light and fire. And then attune your attention to the top of your head, your crown. And see and ask that your connection with us, with guides, with angels, with your highest self, with the divine, ask that it be open, again surrounded in the highest love and light, the highest knowing and rememberings and insights coming to you now. And see as well that this light, this golden white light of heaven, of oneness and peace, see it around you. Like a cloud of light or a bubble of light, only it has no edges or boundaries, and see that it is shining on you and shooting sparks of energy at you, that it is infiltrating every bit of you. So for now, seeing it around you, encapsulating you, seeing yourself in the center. And just see what you notice as you tune into this body of yours that is floating or surrounded by this light, this energy of love and oneness and the highest consciousness. Consciousness of Christ that is available for you there in your body. That is Christ consciousness. This light manifest as Jesus manifested in his body and stays with us to guide you and love you and to be a loving guide and brother on this journey with you, along with other guides. And now as you draw your attention to the outer part, the skin of your body, begin to feel this light touch and begin to penetrate and fill the pores of your skin with light. Keep breathing. So this body is becoming a body of light. It is not separate from the light. You are not separate from the light in this body. See as this light that seemed to be around you begins to come in through your skin. And then see it begin to fill your body. Perhaps you begin to see it move from your feet up through your legs, or you see it moving through your circulatory system. Maybe you feel it come down through the top of your head and into your face and then down into your neck. Just trust whatever your experience. Maybe you feel heat. Maybe it feels cool. Maybe you just see it happening. Maybe you just know it's happening. Perhaps you aren't feeling anything yet, but trust. Whether you know it or can feel it or see it or not, the truth is you are light. This body is energy and light, as is all around you. In everything, in the buildings, the chair, in your room, the car, the street, the dirt, the soil, the rain, the snow, the trees, the animals. And now bring to mind someone in your life. Let it be someone important to you, someone you love. In a special way, a special person in your life. And now see this light is in the space between you and see that their body too is filled with this light. Seeing the light in each other, the words of namaste, experiencing the truth of that. They are not empty words. Indeed, they are the truth. And now let your attention, let this light go out to others, others who you may not know that well, strangers on the street, a neighbor. And see that it too, this light connects them and lives within them. That behind any shadows or masks or behavior, this light lives. It is the creation. It is the formless energy and life behind all. And now draw to mind someone who it is harder for you to love or to care for, one you may call an enemy, or one that you attack or judge or hate, or that represents all that you hate in the world. Bring to mind one or several. It's okay, we understand that ego part of your mind. Forgive yourself for having these judgments. Know that it is part of the awakening experience to bring light to these judgments, to not run from them, but to accept them as being there. And then in your bringing full loving awareness to these judgments, you bring love to them and love yourself there, even though you are having them. No judgments, just love yourself. Because if you begin to judge yourself, you now are attacking you as if you are the enemy. So allow love to be there present alongside with these seeming judgments or feelings of hate or anger or fear. And as you bring love, begin to see the light in the other. That there is no place this light is not. So see this one who you may judge or who you see as an enemy. See that they truly are light as well. And that all is part of God's kingdom, divine plan. That all is light and all are remembering to reclaim that truth as light. That all are part of that higher plan of awakening. Remembering that indeed never have you even been separate or asleep. And so as you allow to see this light, you raise all of consciousness to remembering the truth of who they are. And the world awakens and heals. So now, as we end, just allow this light, this golden light that is in everything, this white light, notice it all around in everything. And then placing your hand on your heart, see that in your heart is a pinkish feeling of love and energy. Maybe it's red and fiery. See that there is a flame in your heart that wants to love, that yearns with compassion, that is passionate about light and love. And so give it an expression here now from your body, in this body. Allow this light to shine out now. If you're shooting it out, radiating it out into the world, just give it full expression, letting it go where it may go, to where it is needed, trusting, no need to force it or send it, just send it out and it will go where it's meant to go. And so we ask that you join all together now in doing this, if you wish. And then see how as you send out your light and all others listening here and listening to the replay send out the light from their heart, how it blankets this world, this pinkish, white, golden light of love, a soft, comforting feel that can bring compassion and empathy and kindness and gentleness, love for yourself and for others. And let that blanket of love fall gently, descend gently, infiltrate into each being like a soft cloud or rain coming down. Just let it fill every nook and cranny of the world, all the corners of the streets, out into the fields and the ocean. Just let it slowly sink in to Earth herself. And then, as it sinks into Earth, let it come and then shine out from Earth, so that all of Earth is a globe of shining love and light. And it, this light radiates out past the atmosphere, out as a signal and a connection with the universe, with other galaxies and planets. And see that it goes beyond time and space into other dimensions and realms. And see it all as a big circle filled with this love and this light. All contained in the love and light. And then slowly let this big circle come down and come into your heart, seeing that your heart itself is a center point for all of the love and light, for the oneness, that you are a gift in this world, that you are love manifest here in your body in this present moment. And so let that love come through your words and your actions. Let it comfort you and help you be in the present. Let's breathe into that now. And should you ever feel alone, remember we are here whispering within your mind. We are the voice for love. And listen to God's love and voice within your mind, the Holy Spirit within your mind. And it reminds you that you are loved. You are love. You are guided. You are always connected and home with us. Wake up to that knowing and experience in this present moment in your body. You need not go anywhere. We connect with you there in your form. As is our honor and privilege to do. And ultimately, we are all one. You are us and we are you. We are God, we are love. We are one with Jesus and Christ consciousness. And let us just finish with one beautiful round and sounding om that brings it all. That om that opens to all consciousness and then brings it here, grounding it within you. You may join in, or you may simply listen to us coming through Jenny's voice. Thank you for being here with us now. And so it is. All right. So maybe slowly begin to move. If you've had your eyes closed, you can slowly open them. Still hear the High Council wanting to come through and thank you. Thank you so much. And I thank you as well from the bottom of my heart that you are here showing up and being the light and being willing to keep stepping through any fears. So thank you. All right. Well, we're almost ending here. I just will take this moment to remind you of ways that you can continue to connect. So this show happens every other week on Tuesday. And the next show then being on February, what is that, 20th? But in between, if you're not there yet, if you're on Facebook, go in and you can join us in the Lightworkers and Love Advocates Facebook group. You can visit my website and learn about other things going on. And in particular, there is the monthly Love's Curriculum Circle. And that is a chance to get to work with the High Council, like we just did, on a more extended basis. So there is a 75-minute session live online each month. So 75 minutes all with the High Council coming through and teaching and answering questions. As well, you get to be part of a Facebook group for the monthly circle members where we stay connected and I bring through extra meditations from the High Council. And so if you are feeling called to keep expanding and opening to this being light, to being more light, to remembering your purpose, then I invite you to check it out and to join us. And you can go to the website, lovescurriculum.com. Under Work with Jenny, you'll see Monthly Circle Program. As well, there you'll see Live Your Divine Purpose Program, which is the new name or the old name brought back for the mentoring program. So there's information there as well. All right. And of course, the book is on Amazon. And I think that's it for now. Again, I so appreciate this time together and for your commitment to remember love and to remember your soul's purpose and to show up and answer that call. So thank you. All right. Take care and much love. Bye-bye. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.